The age-old saying is, silence is golden, is it? Our Lord God says this to Paul in Acts chapter 18, verses 9 and 10. Now the Lord spoke to Paul in the night by a vision, "Do not be afraid, but speak, and do not keep silent, for I am with you, and no one will attack you to hurt you." When you think about it, silence is certainly not something we want from God, is it? This is what the psalmist writes in Psalm chapter 83, verse 1. "Do not keep silent, O God. Do not hold your peace, and do not be still, O God." Depending on what version of the Bible you have, the word "speak" is found in God's Word well over 500 times, while "silent" shows up just over 50 times. There's a phrase which has become familiar to us since the terrorist attacks September 11, 2001. You know it. If you see something, right, say something. If an ad agency or PR person got paid for showing up with that slogan, well, they got away with stealing the money, because it's certainly not an original idea. All throughout the Bible, we're taught, commanded even, to speak up in order to reveal and put down what is wrong and what is ungodly. We're not told to speak for the sake of speaking. We all have that person in our lives who, you know, they talk a lot and we really have nothing to say. It's the verbal version of those book reports. Be honest now, we all did them at least once back in our school days when we didn't read the book. We turned in a paper just totally overloaded with adjectives and adverbs. Jesus in Matthew chapter 12, verse 36 warns against doing this. "But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment." We are to speak up and speak out as Father God teaches us. All of us, even Jesus, who in John chapter 12, verse 50 tells us this, "And I know that his command is everlasting life, therefore whatever I speak, just as the Father has told me, so I speak." The Bible teaches us to speak with his truth. We're not to speak just to please others in order to gain approval of any kind. Jesus declares this in Luke chapter 6, verse 26. "Woe to you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets." As Christians, we are ordained and empowered to be God's messengers, and when we do this in obedience to his will, it will not always be an easy time for us. Be honest here. This is explained in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 4 through 7. "But in all things we commend ourselves as ministers of God in much patience, in tribulations and needs, in distresses, in stripes and imprisonments, in tumults and labors, in sleeplessness and fastings, by purity, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by sincere love, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness, on the right hand and on the left." When we speak up and speak out, it's not to confront in any way, shape, or form. That's what the evildoers rely on. We speak to bring God's light into the world so the darkness of Satan can be extinguished. And this difference between the light and the darkness was really one of the first acts of God with his creation. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 4. "And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness," which demonstrates that the light and the darkness are not equal. They do not and cannot coexist. The darkness comes from someone who sees themselves as God, while the light comes from the one and only true God. This is why nothing done in the darkness can or should remain a secret. Jesus says this in Mark chapter 4, verse 22, "For there is nothing hidden which will not be revealed, nor has anything been kept secret, but that it should come to light." The work we're assigned as messengers of God's word is to be done in peace and with love, since our Lord is of peace and love. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 24 through 26 gives us these instructions. "And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will." Satan, as we can clearly see, is hard at work in our world today. Rights being denied, lies being repeated and believed, hate and bullying used for the purpose of intimidation, very heritage and dignity of America being used as a doormat for the dirty shoes of the darkness. Those who Satan has enlisted to perpetrate his desires, they thrive in the darkness. It's foolish to go onto their home field, try to end their efforts. The darkness is their one and only weapon. We, however, are the body of the church, with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as the head of the church. When we speak out as the body in order to reveal and put down evil, we do so with the ultimate force that no darkness can or will ever overcome. While what we read in Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, spoken by Jesus, is not a secret, it can also cannot be stopped. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them.